Are environmental regulations holding back the economy? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. President Trump is certainly not a fan of regulations.
We have begun a historic program to reduce the regulations that are crushing our economy. Crushing.
According to the Washington Post, the Trump administration has targeted 63 environmental rules across all agencies. So, do environmental regulations make our lives better? Or are they simply the job killers that President Trump says they are? For our latest Trump on Earth podcast, I spoke with economist Karen Clay at Carnegie Mellon University. She's looked extensively at the Clean Power Plan, or CPP. That's the Obama-era initiative to reduce the climate impacts and pollution from power plants.
The Clean Power Plan is expected to reduce deaths nationally by about 3,600 in 2030 due to fewer pollutants in the air.
President Trump wants to repeal it. I asked Karen Clay to talk more about the rationale behind this regulation.
The Clean Power Plan and most air regulations more broadly basically protect public health. And so what we do is we actually look at if you reduce air pollution by some amount, how many fewer people are sick in terms of hospitalization or lost work days, how many more people are not dying as a result of the regulation. Most of the regulations are passed because there are significant public health benefits that we believe outweigh the costs of the regulation. One thing that's really important to recognize about the Clean Power Plan is, although a lot of people think, oh, it's only about reducing carbon dioxide, most of the benefits are actually local environmental benefits from reduction in air pollution.
Trump has said, this is a quote, "Every regulation should have to pass a simple test. Does it make life better or safer for American workers?
Does it make life better or safer for American workers or consumers? If the answer is no, we will be getting rid of it and getting rid of it quickly."
Is this too simplistic?
I think the way you want to think about it is if he actually applied that, then there would be plenty of regulations that would either be retained or promulgated.
Because of their public health implications for everybody who is a worker or a consumer.
Yes, well, exactly. I mean, that's the thing is you've got the American people who are both producers and consumers, or in some cases, former producers, the people who worked hard and are now in their retirement phase. The reason I mention the elderly is because the elderly are, in fact, disproportionately affected by air pollution along with children. And so in some sense, if you are all about respect for consumers and workers and former workers, then you should be concerned about what's happening to our elderly if we allow air pollution to start to increase.
And our future workers.
And our future workers, right. I mean, I think children are incredibly important and we know that air pollution is bad for them. It's really important that we protect them so that we can allow them to be as productive and happy as they can be in the future. It's really just an investment in our future. And if we, of course, impair a whole generation of children, then there will be consequences.
Karen Clay is a professor of economics and public policy at Carnegie Mellon University. There's more of our conversation at trumponearth.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple.